The generative AI tools that we hear so much about today are based on large language models. They're trained on very large sets of text. Basically, any text that developers can get their hands on, or rather their computers on, are uploaded to train the model in order to predict language that will come next. Yeah, there's an ongoing debate right now about whether it's ethical or legal to use copyright-protected text when it comes to training these models, but you can expect to hear lawsuits seeking to clarify these issues soon. But fundamentally, a large language model is a predictive model. It takes some text and predicts what will come next, and that's how it generates its answers. To see how predictability works in the English language, at least you can consider the letter Q. It's almost always followed by U, so at least in this pair of letters, the language is quite predictable. The same can be observed with words. Consider the word school, for example. It's frequently followed by words like teacher, house, assignment, child, and book. It's more likely to be followed by those words than words like president, skyscraper, night, cab, or automobile. If we were betting people, we would more likely win bets if we said school was going to be followed by teacher than school was going to be followed by crab. That's how these predictability models work. Now, you can explore how predictability affects AI-generated tasks by asking AI to finish sentences for you. Submit this prompt. Finish the sentence 4 score in 7 and observe the results. You are likely to see a response explaining this is the beginning of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and some other examples that will be explained to you. Then try entering the beginning of a sentence that does not make sense. I entered the prompt, finish the sentence, the whale asked the fly, and it returned several examples of sentences grouped according to those intended to convey humor or cooperation or mystery. Explore this a bit with both common and uncommon or even nonsense phrases, and you will start to see how AI generates its answers.